Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch into hour number three of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy them on us. That's freetalklive.com. Starting out with the phone calls, let's go to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello, Paula in Florida, going once. Paula in Florida, going twice. I guess she's gone. 800-259-9231. Now, Paula actually wanted to talk about a story that I, well, not necessarily the same story, but this concept of the North American Union that so many Americans are quite frightened of.
Mm-hmm.
And if indeed it is true,
it is frightening.
They have reason to be frightened. Now, I was just pointed to via my email box to an article that rebuts the so-called NAFTA superhighway concept,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't had a chance yet to really dig into it. But essentially, it's like a 5-page-long article that purports to rebut with real facts these claims about this fabled 4-football-fields-wide highway they're supposed to be building from Mexico to Canada straight through the United States. So they're claiming that's bunk. Maybe I'll try to take some excerpts or something from that, but I still don't know if there's... I don't think that the fact that the NAFTA superhighway thing is necessarily, I mean, if that comes out to be false, as they're claiming, I don't think that necessarily negates the concept of this North American Union. A lot of people have been frightened about this idea, and we had somebody call in over the weekend saying that President Bush had recently met with both the Prime Minister of Canada and the Mexican President, and we sort of took that in stride and took his word for it, and I actually have the story here. As posted by the Associated Press. Ottawa. President Bush, tending to relations with 2 border nations, will try to give a boost Monday to his partnerships with the like-minded leaders of Canada and Mexico. Bush's 2-day summit with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper and Mexican President Felipe Calderon is the third of its kind during his presidency. Each one has been meant to bolster and evolve...
Calderon?
I don't know. Has been meant to bolster an evolving compact dubbed the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, that serves as a way for the nations to team up on health, security, and commerce. Now, this Security and Prosperity Partnership is a real thing. If you go to spp.gov, that's the government's own website talking about this. And, of course, those who point out, or those who are the advocates that there is indeed a plan afoot for this North American Union concept will point you to spp.gov as evidence that it does exist. And as far as I'm concerned, I think they're onto something. I think that, the government's denying it, but that doesn't mean anything. Just because the government says something doesn't mean you should believe them.
I don't know what to think on it either.
I don't know, how far along they are. I don't know how they're planning on implementing it. People are talking about an alternative currency to replace the dollar, a new official currency called the Amero, which would sort of be like the euro, basically.
You know, I've thought myself that would be an idea that the government might come up with. You know, a new dollar kind of idea, the new buck.
The current dollar's failing, so it would be something exciting for people, right?
Failing may not be the right word. It's certainly continuing its spiral. It's worth,
downward, yeah.
Yeah, worth 3% what it was when it was introduced in 1913.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stated policy of the Federal Reserve is to, continue inflation. Inflation is essentially stealing from the American people. Every time they print up a dollar... they are devaluing the dollar that you have in your pocket by, increasing supply, demand. Therefore, the value goes down. So, I don't know if the dollar is devaluing exactly, but wouldn't it be convenient and for them if they just made an exchange rate of 1 Amero for $10?
They could do that. And it'd be an interesting little game of, what's the thing where they put the little shell game over top of the... or whatever.
A 3-card Monty is another one similar.
Bush's 2-day summit with the Canadian Prime Minister and the Mexican President. Again, they're talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which serves as a way for the nations to team up on health, security, and commerce. Yet for Bush, the event also allows him to show he doesn't take his neighbors for granted. They're both vital trading partners and energy providers for the United States. Scholar for American Studies, or North American Studies, says the message for Canada and Mexico is that despite the ongoing emphasis on Iraq and terrorism, the U.S. is investing time and attention on relationships with our own region. This is basically like a puff piece for the president and these guys. I'll get to one of the most unbelievable claims that has ever been made in an Associated Press article here in a moment. As the summit approached, Calderon was considering cutting his trip short to Mexico, where Hurricane Dean was posed to slam into the coastline. Blah-bitty-blah. The partnership of the countries is a framework for working out problems, not a deal that was ever intended to produce dramatic announcements, and none are expected at the summit. So that's sort of their way, and I'm guessing this has come from some sort of government press release, a lot of this information, because a lot of news reporting these days is basically the news agencies taking a government press release, changing a few words, and putting their headline on it. Because the government is very clearly trying to minimize the rumors of this North American Union by saying, well, these aren't intended, this isn't intended to be a big announcement or anything. We're just trying to, you know, team up on health, security, and commerce. It's a good thing. Don't worry. Shh. Nothing to see here. And why? What do you mean?
Health, security, and commerce. I mean, I thought that's what NAFTA was. I thought we were already pretty well teamed up on health, security, and commerce.
Right, and how is it that teaming up with Mexico and Canada, whatever that means, is going to improve Americans' health care? It's already bad enough with the current level of government involvement we have. You're talking about having some sort of transnational agency start regulating things?
We will enterprise off of all the health care experiments that are going on in Mexico.
And then it gets to this line, which either was written by an Associated Press writer, Ben Feller, the guy who wrote this, who is a total socialist trying to abuse the term free market, or written by the government's press release people trying to associate the term free market with President Bush. Get this. Quote, personally, Bush shares plenty of views with Harper and Calderon, two fellow conservatives and free market advocates who've come to power during his second term.
Right.
Do you think that's possible? Maybe we just haven't really read much about this Calderon and Harper, these guys.
They're for free markets. That's great.
They managed to become president and prime minister, and they're for free markets. You should be seeing Canada and Mexico go free market here within a matter of weeks.
Right, of course. You know,
I mean, can you imagine a more absurd statement?
No, it's
the
ridiculous idea
that any of these politicians, these power mongering, fear mongering politicians, have any sort of affinity or even understanding for what the free market is.
You know,
absurd.
The one thing we've said about, on this show so many times about free markets is free markets aren't NAFTA.
No,
even though it says free trade in it, they're not talking about NAFTA. Free markets do not require reams and reams and stacks of papers in order to implement. Free markets are allowing people to interact across borders without government interference. Look, if that government over there, let's call it Mexico, government M decides that they don't want to allow free trade into their country, fine. That doesn't have anything to do with free trade coming out of the United States, because if government M isn't working for you, then you can just go and do business with government J, and therefore government J, the people of that are working under government J, the people that are in country J, will benefit because they will be able to do business with the United States. And United States people will benefit because, well, they can do business in country J, rather than our government having sanctions on this government and most favored trading status with that government.
Right.
That's a bunch of garbage. Our government should not be telling our people, free people, how they can interact with other people of the world.
Correct.
Sorry.
They should not be prohibiting you from interacting, and they should not be forcing you from interacting.
No, and they shouldn't be helping you to interact with one government and
forestalling you
for dealing with another. Just all kinds of things that are done.
Bush apparently recently issued an executive order meant to tighten border security, streamline guest worker programs, and pressure employers to fire illegal immigrant workers. The U.S. government has been working on a major aid package to help Calderon fight drug trafficking in Mexico. The deal may be announced in part or in whole during the summit. So it seems to me like somebody's trying to whitewash the concept of the North American Union. They're trying to play off these rumors. But at the same time, you have not just the conspiracy theory crowd, which is, you know, all over this, white on rice, but you also have more legitimate voices. I've heard, I think it was CNBC. I think some of the guys over there were talking about the Amero. The Ron Paul, obviously, is pretty Johnny on the spot on this whole North American Union concept. So, how legitimate is it? I think they're working on something. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, including updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop, clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call. They have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to the fun and talk to Paula in Florida. We're trying her one more time. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, hon.
Hey,
there was more to what they said than what you said. I mean, you know, you were right about all of it, except they did say that some people were talking and trying to scare people. And I think he's talking about you-know-who.
I'm not sure if I know who.
Who are you talking about?
But Fox News asked about the quarter, the North American Union, and they denied it.
Well, I'm looking at an article here, Paula, that says that there is no such thing as the NAFTA Superhighway. The North America Super Corridor Organization, which is a trinational coalition of businesses and state and local transportation agencies that, in its own words, focuses on maximizing the efficiency of their existing transportation infrastructure to support international trade. These are the guys that apparently put a few years ago on its homepage a map of the United States that more or less is essentially this proposed NAFTA Superhighway. Way, drawn in bright blue, the trade route begins in Monterrey, Mexico, runs up I-35, branches out after Kansas City along I-29 toward Winnipeg and I-94 toward Detroit and Toronto. The colorful cartoon-like image seemed to show right out in the open just where NASCO and its Confederates planned to build the NAFTA superhighway and began zipping around the Internet. Shortly thereafter, the organization was besieged with angry phone calls and letters, and they had posted a frequently asked questions on their website, which claims that there is no proposed NAFTA superhighway.
Okay, now
is the map on the website an approved plan for the proposed NAFTA superhighway, saying there is no proposed NAFTA superhighway? It's not a plan or a blueprint of any kind. The maps, what they're showing on the maps are existing highways. So, again, I think there's been a lot of misinformation going on out there. People are claiming that they've begun construction on this, the conspiracy crowd, and it's just, I mean, who do you believe in this case?
Well, they had a picture in the newspaper here of the part of the corridor coming down out of Jacksonville, down through St. Johns County, and on coming down this way.
Well, I thought this highway was supposed to go from Texas to
Jacksonville, Texas.
Yeah, but these are going to be all over the country, not just there.
Okay. Well, I mean, the claims that the conspiracy crowd makes, Paula, are completely unbelievable. 4 football fields wide? That's
huge.
Yeah,
I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. It's absurd. And I mean,
I know it is.
Right. So I think there's a lot of misinformation flowing around out there. Now, the concept of the North American Union, I think, holds a little bit more water. But it seems that even old Ron Paul has fallen into the trap on this this NAFTA superhighway. Now, whether
he's already under construction in Texas.
Well, how do you know it's just not a regular highway that they're making, Paula?
Well,
is it 4 football fields wide?
They've been taking people's property that they didn't need to have if it wasn't going to be that big.
Well, I don't know.
I haven't seen any stories of eminent domain abuse out of there. I keep my eye wide open for eminent domain abuse. As far as I'm concerned, it's a terrible use of the government.
It seems like all we get are callers like you, Paula, making claims and never actually anything tangible.
Well, I'm just saying it's been in our newspaper about what they're going to do here.
Well, that doesn't necessarily. I mean, what newspaper are you referring to? The
all
religious
I'm saying
paper
is that
you
somebody
get?
Needs to get the truth out.
And which paper is it, Paula?
It was a Florida Times Union.
And what is that?
It's the biggest newspaper here in Florida.
The Florida Times Union.
I used to live in Florida. Is that true?
Yeah, Times Union.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Paula. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. But even so, it's still hearsay because Paula's telling us that. And I don't know.
Do your research on this NAFTA superhighway thing.
There's a lot to see out here. There's a lot of conflicting opinions. And I'm looking at a story. It's from TheNation.com. They are basically, they're looking at the whole concept of the North American Union and the superhighway. I don't deny the possibility that there could indeed be something afoot for this North American Union concept. That wouldn't require, in order to have a North American Union, you don't have to have a highway that's 4 football fields wide, or whatever other absurd characteristics this highway is supposed to have. In order to do that, all you have to do is have political agreements between political people, politicians, and that's something they could very easily do. How they'll implement it still remains to be seen. How far along are they? We have no idea. There's a lot of hypothesis out there, there's a lot of supposition, and not a lot in the way of facts.
Yeah.
We know they're meeting. We know they're talking. We know the government has this security prosperity partnership organization they've created very quietly to very little fanfare. So is there something going on? Probably. What's going on?
Hard to say.
Nobody really knows. Once again, we're in a situation where there are two sides that disagree with one another, the government and the conspiracy crowd. It's probably the case that the conspiracy crowd has stumbled onto some useful information, but as they usually do, filled in the gaps with total fabrication, filled in the gaps with their conspiracy theories. And so that's why it's so difficult to get legitimate information. Because the government's going to deny, 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 while at the same time the conspiracy crowd's going to say, yes, this is what's happening, this is, you know, the spoken word, this is absolute abject truth because we said so, and we've seen some news articles that might suggest similar thoughts. And so you really have to do your due diligence and not trust any of these people. who do you trust? You sure can't trust the government, and the conspiracy crowd is certainly wrong more often than they are right, so who do you trust? You just have to do your own research, I guess. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Greetings, my North American comrade.
What's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, it's a good time to practice your seven little don't be negative steps now.
Mm. It's always a good time.
Yeah, right. Because the fishermen say that when the sea gets rough, the fish move with the sea. We can't do nothing what they're gonna, we're up to globalism up to our neck right now. That's the whole scam with the North American Union, European Union. Right now they're trying to start the Middle East Union. They got the Asian Union already. They got an African Union already.
Do they have that already?
Is that true, Mark?
Have you heard anything
about
this?
I've heard something about a pan-Asian union.
Yeah, they got it all happening. We're swimming in it, man. And know who's funding it all?
The Bilbers.
Every time we pump gas in the car,
Rockefeller?
It's all petrodollars, you know, and we're really swimming in the sea of our own doings, you know, and it's because of laziness, because of a lack of freedom and our dependency upon one natural resource, oil, you know, petrol.
I think you're right. If this comes to pass, it will be because of the ignorance, the mass ignorance of the American
people.
They're
planning for us to be on oil for the next 1,000 years, man. That's why they got to secure the Iran oil, the Iraq oil, all this oil up on the Arctic and everything. That's why Russia's planting flags and stuff, doing old-fashioned claiming stuff, you know.
Dave, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, as always. And he's on to at least something with that call, and that is the ignorance of the American people. If they do bring this North American Union concept about, then the Americans are going to be excited because it's something new and cool. We can be like the European Union now.
We can toss that Bill of Rights out right out the window.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At their website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today!
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, inviting you online to our website, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there, the live streams. We've got a broadband version and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. As the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. As the rumor mongering continues on the so-called NAFTA superhighway, one organization, The Nation magazine, has weighed in with what appears to be a fairly well-researched five-page article appearing at their website right now. And they've gone through several of the things that we've heard mentioned by callers to this show. For instance, obviously, we've already talked about the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which to me is pretty disturbing. Even if this isn't indeed the North American Union being created, what they are saying here, I mean, even the claims of the people who are involved in the Security and Prosperity Partnership, they're saying that what they're doing is that they're trying to figure out how to better synchronize customs enforcement, security protocols, and regulatory frameworks among the countries. And then they give this example. Quote, simple stuff like, for instance, in the United States, we sell baby food in several different sizes. In Canada, it's just two different sizes. Look, we don't need the government micromanaging trade in this way. We don't need the government saying that we're selling too many sizes of baby food. We don't need some federal bureaucracy called the SPP making determinations on what sizes of baby food containers you can import. That's what sort of micromanaging this SPP group is going to do. So whether or not it is indeed a North American Union being formed, or the gestation, if you will, of the North American Union, doesn't really matter. It still should be opposed because it's more regulation of trade, more micromanagement of business.
I don't understand why the market can't operate just like it has, you know, it does just fine.
What will consumers think, Mark, if they come down from Canada and find different sized baby food on the shelf here? They'll be so confused.
They'll think it's a great option that you have. The same thing that people think when they go into Walmart and see a wall of different types of shampoo that one can buy.
I love that.
So it's great.
Anyway, so that's one example. Then you've got the Kansas City Smart Port, right, which people are saying that on this national superhighway, there's going to be a Kansas, it's going to go through Kansas City, and there's going to be Mexican nationals there. It says here that the Kansas City Southern Railroad Company is already betting on the eventuality that more cargo is going to be heading their direction because of various different business efforts. And they apparently are spending millions of dollars to purchase the rail routes that run from the port in Mexico up to Kansas City. At the same time, the business improvement group called the Kansas City Smart Port, whose members include the local Chamber of Commerce, is pushing for Kansas City, which is already a transportation hub, to transform itself fully into a smart port, a kind of intermodal transportation and cargo center. The group recently advocated a pilot program that would place a Mexican customs official in Kansas City to inspect Mexico-bound freight, relieving bottlenecks at the border. The notion of a Mexican customs official on American soil fired the imaginations of those already disposed to see a North American Union on the horizon, and SmartPort staff had been fending off angry inquiries ever since. So again, it does sound as though the conspiracy crowd has gotten their hands on some legitimate information.
That's how a credible conspiracy gets put together.
Right, and, you know, strung it all together with a little bit of supposition. So, I don't know, is it a bad thing that there'd be a Mexican customs official in Kansas City? Some could argue that, yes, that could be a bad thing. But at the same time, apparently what's going on is there's a port in Mexico, which has also been mentioned on by some of our callers. Oh, no, all the trade's going to go down to Mexico, and that's going to make it so Chinese products can get here more, or whatever their scare tactics are. And, you know, the fact about that port is that it can handle, apparently, far more. It's just a bigger port. It's deeper. It can handle, like, these super ships from China that are the most efficient way to transport products across the ocean. And so it sounds like it'd be a great thing for the economy for products to start coming in at this, you know, Mexican super port, basically, because it'll just be more affordable. The price of products will come down. And so what they're talking about here is building rail lines to move these products across the border instead of having to have semis backed up at the border crossing points.
I'll tell you, trains are they're much better as far as use of fuel. They're much more fuel efficient than semis are. Think one locomotive can pull all those cars behind it, especially once it gets going. You know, one semi pulls one, not even as big as a train car. So, you know, what concerns me is that the American public is kind of lulled into a false sense of security in the same way these toys came over with the lead and the paint.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard one story of one child being hurt by this lead and this paint.
Right.
Now, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. Maybe they swallowed a matchbox car, at which point, you know, a certain level of lead was in the paint, and I don't know, maybe they'll only live to be 85.
Yeah, you've got more problems than the lead if you've swallowed a matchbox car.
Understood. You know, but the American public kind of believes that all their products should be checked and vetted beforehand, that they don't have any responsibility in what they purchase. They shouldn't have had to look it up. They don't have any responsibility. So it's my concern if you bring in products from China that perhaps if they come into Mexico that maybe they haven't been checked as well as they're supposed to have been. Not to say that our federal government checks them, but
no, they don't. They just look at packages.
But they sometimes have mandates on how things are to be checked by the companies that sell them. Now, I think in this case that it was is it Kenner that sold the
Mattel.
Mattel that sold the bad toys, mm-hmm. and some of them, and I think they've handled it admirably. But
which, by the way, I think an interesting point is on this whole lead paint controversy is that Mattel sort of took the route that many Americans do when it comes to like the FDA and that sort of thing, this sort of safety theater that we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They took the word of the Chinese government that these products have been certified. it wasn't Underwriters Laboratories or any private organization that certified these products.
It was the government.
It's the Chinese government that is essentially asserting itself as the quality control regulatory agency.
Hmm.
And so Mattel said, well, you know, they think these products have passed Chinese regulatory muster, and therefore they must be safe to sell. Not so much. Which, you know, goes back to the Chinese government. They proved that they were doing something about this by executing the guy who was in charge of that department.
They didn't execute him. He killed himself.
Oh, really? I thought they executed him.
No.
Oh, my apologies on that. Anyway, so you're dealing with an interesting situation, which still has some with this whole North American Union NAFTA superhighway claim. You're dealing with an interesting situation, which still has some kind of ominous overtones. You know, the idea that there would be Mexican government people operating inside the United States. I can understand how that would get people pretty upset. But at the same time, if indeed that could actually help products move across borders faster, is that such a bad thing? If you want to comment, 800-259-9231. Then the story goes on to point out that if you add up all of the ingredients we've talked about, this superhighway concept, the SPP, the port down in Mexico, the superport, the Kansas City Smart Port, and the planned pilot program allowing Mexican truckers to drive on U.S. roads, and you still don't have a superhighway 4 football fields wide connecting the entire continent. Which is why understanding the persistence of the NAFTA highway legend requires spending some time in Texas, where Governor Rick Perry and his longtime Texas Department of Transportation Commissioner Rick Williamson are proposing the $185 billion Trans-Texas Corridor, a 4,000 miles of highway, rail, and freight corridors, the first of which would run up from the border through the heavily populated eastern part of the state. Plans for the TTC do indeed call for it, I'm shocked by this, to be up to 4 football fields wide at points, paving over as much as 500,000 acres of Texas countryside. The first section will be built and operated by a foreign enterprise, and when completed, it would likely be the largest privatized toll road in the country. Unlike the NAFTA superhighway concept, the Trans-Texas Corridor is very, very real.
You know, I don't know. It seems I like the idea of roads. I want roads. I don't want people's property taken by an eminent domain. So I understand how difficult that can be sometimes in building one's road. But, you know, roads are good.
1-800-259-9231. I like roads when they're built by private people, not when government gets involved. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today. Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called royal jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It's really easy to do. 41 categories to shop in. Pretty much everything you might want to buy in life is there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to let's not go to the phones. Tom dropped off. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about this North American superhighway thing that the NAFTA superhighway they're talking about, and a lot of the conspiracy crowd has been talking about. And it sounds like there are apparently some bits of truth here, according to TheNation.com, which, again, you know, that's just another source. The guy who wrote this article is 5 pages long. It seems like he's done quite a bit of research and talked to quite a few people, talked to people in the conspiracy crowd, talked to people in the government. And we were talking about this Trans-Texas corridor that has been proposed, and you had just gotten, I guess, a message from somebody asking, well, what's the difference between the Trans-Texas corridor and the NAFTA superhighway?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But there's no plan, at least, for the NAFTA superhighway that anybody's aware of, but there is a plan for the Trans-Texas corridor. And it's being met with tremendous opposition. According to the article, there is a huge grassroots movement in Texas against this Trans-Texas corridor. The governor, since he was behind it, ran for re-election, managed to win with a 39% vote. It was a three-way race. But he took a lot of real sort of political damage over this particular issue. And so the people of Texas aren't going to let this one pass too quietly. Again, I'm not really sure what the big problem is with a road.
With a giant road.
In the first place. Obviously, we oppose, I oppose, you know, the government being involved in roads in the first place. I think that private people should create roads to get people from point A to point B. But that's not what we have today. It's not the system we're working with. And so governments are going to make roads. And that's going to happen. Whether it's a Trans-Texas corridor or brand new interstates or whatever, products and services and people need to get from point A to point B. And as the population continues to grow, inevitably we're going to need more lanes and we're going to need more roads. So I'm not sure what's so bad about the idea of roads being built in the first place. We already have interstates that connect you from Mexico to Canada in the first place, so let's send a couple more, right? Anyway, 1-800-259-9231, and so I don't know.
Right, I guess the scariest part of the NAFTA superhighway, if there is going to be such a thing, would be that truck drivers from Mexico could come in without being inspected by customs agents and just, you know, head straight to Canada. Not that, I mean, Canada has a tenth of the population we do. I don't know why trucks from Mexico would want to go there rather than here. I mean, 9 trucks out of 10 should be coming here, or I guess 10 trucks out of 11 should be coming here, and one should be going to Canada as far as that goes. I don't know. It all seems very strange, and I'm not sure what is so terrible about it all.
To thousands of average citizens, the way the article wraps up is, to thousands of average citizens in Texas and elsewhere, it's madness or worse, treason. Both the actual Trans-Texas Corridor and the mythical NAFTA superhighway represent a certain kind of future for America, one in which the crony capitalism of oil-rich Texas expands to fill every last crevice of the public sector's role, eclipsing the relevance of a national government as both the provider of public goods and the unified embodiment of a sovereign people. Sounds like gobbledygook you'd expect to hear from the nation. Mm-hmm. For Williamson, this is a government bureaucrat, it's progress. For Hall, it's an outrage and a tragedy. Hall's one of the activists that's against the Trans-Texas Corridor. Quote, "We have so little control over our own government," she told me, the alienation audible in her voice, thunder punishing the air from outside. "We're really the last beacon of freedom in the world, the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we're letting it slip away from under our noses." Now, while I agree with that statement, while I agree and am concerned with the loss of freedom and liberty in America, I don't think a big road is really necessarily the issue to get behind.
I'm not sure that's the nail in the coffin there.
Yeah. But they are, and they're very concerned about it. But it's interesting, like all the divisions.
I think it's something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. But it's interesting the divisions that this is causing, right? I mean, you've got the government of Texas that's looking into building this Trans-Texas Corridor in some way with some sort of private corporation, therefore making it some sort of private toll road. I'm not exactly sure what all the mechanics are going to be there, which, of course, is going to galvanize the liberals, like the people at the Nation, against that particular side of the concept. They may not necessarily be against roads, but they're probably against, you know, these privatized-ish roads.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be against that. And then the idea of this North American Union being tied in with the Trans-Texas Corridor is really freaking out the conservative types, who they're also going to be against. It's, politics makes for strange bedfellows, doesn't it?
That it does.
So, again, it seems like much ado about nothing to me. The Texas government's going to go and do what they're going to do. They're going to take people's land, and that should be opposed. If they come and start using eminent domain, then I absolutely support the efforts of any activists who want to stand in their way for that. Please, stand up in front of the bulldozers and refuse to allow these bureaucrats to take your private property. Please. I'm totally behind you on that. But at the same time, if these people want to sell their land, if they don't really care that much, if these landowners, you know, it's just pasture that we're talking about and not actually people's homes, and the landowners don't really care, they'll take the government's bribe and sell out their properties. Well, this goes on across the country. This is, as much as I might disagree with it, it's constitutionally authorized if it's being used for government purposes, right? But then again, this is supposedly a...
It's for the public use as opposed to the public
right.
good.
But then again, if this is indeed a privately maintained road of some sort, but it's also, I mean, where do you draw the line? Is a privately maintained road or some sort of a privatized road with government funding, or, you know, the government taking care of the, and it's like almost like a stadium, right? The government builds the stadium and then private people get to use it. Is that what they're going to do?
And own
here?
It and sell the, the rent to it and that kind of thing.
Right. Is that how this situation is going to be handled? I don't know. I would oppose that as well. I mean, there's a lot to know.
Sure would.
There is a lot to dislike about this situation. But is it inevitable? Will it come about anyway, whether or not we like it or not? And will it drastically change America, having another road being built? I can't see that being the case. I mean, America's already been, the liberties and freedoms have been infringed upon time and time again by this government, in the form of eminent domain, in the form of taxation, in the form of unending war around the world and us having to pay for it. I mean, there's all kinds of examples of the government's increasing tyranny over our lives. Is a road really the galvanizing issue that everybody needs to be that concerned about? I mean, how about the trillion of, you know, the trillion dollars being spent in Iraq? How about that? How about the thousands of Americans?
We're not a trillion yet in Iraq, but we're getting there.
Getting there.
It will be with all the people having, you know, dealing with the depleted uranium, all the army people dealing with it.
Down the line, everyone will be paying through the nose for this. How about, you know, those sorts of issues? How about real, I mean, while I am concerned about some of the sub-issues of this road, I just don't know if it's as much as they're making it out to be. And I just don't know if, you know, the road is really what the issue is. It seems to me like the issue should be we need to be keeping an eye on this concept of the North American Union. That's the scary part. I don't care how truckers, you know, professional drivers get their load from one point to another. I want fresh apples on my, you know, I want to be able to put food in my mouth and pay as low as a price I possibly can pay for it. And if another road's going to help me do that, well, okay. That's fine, but the idea about this this old North American Union, that's the one that gets me going a little bit. That's the one that gets my hackles up. You know, the concept of Canada and Mexico and the United States joining together their governments to form some sort of overarching, larger, more centralized government, which they're talking about it as though it's no big deal. Oh, we're just gonna make it so that we have the same size baby food bottles in each country. That sounds kind of frightening.
The part of it about it that I just don't get is you're not talking about the European Union where 20 countries get together to increase their trading power. You're talking about three.
Why is that different? Or why is that significantly different in your mind?
Because the United States doesn't need to increase its trading power. It is the big boy on the planet.
Okay.
Why do we need Mexico and Canada as trading partners? Can't we set up, you know, NAFTA essentially, you know, brought down the tariffs and that kind of thing for these two countries already, which are our biggest trading partners? Why do we need a North American Union? I just don't see the Washington politicians.
Yeah, what's their motivation?
Their power in order to make a larger government. I do see that, you know, maybe the Constitution has slightly hindered politicians in the past, but at this point, they don't even give a damn about the United States Constitution. Why would our United States politicians...
Well, maybe it would make it official. You know, maybe if they do this new American Union Constitution, it would be similar to the EU Constitution or the Iraq Constitution with all sorts of guarantees of free health care for all and all this other government garbage that we don't need.
If Clinton gets in 08, we're going to have guaranteed health care anyway.
I don't know. Maybe it would somehow legitimize the whole process of tyranny.
I'm not sure.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.